Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, you're going to school, and that's okay, yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to the Friday show. Off and on, you might hear a little bit of noise in my background. I am actually on location. Event for the Boy Scouts, and we are doing a garage. Always optimize my life, sponsored by the Rule Society and by the Hope Collection. And both organizations are non-for-profits, and they are all about helping you to help others to keep passing the kindness forward. I want to welcome our special guest host and, as always, he talks about the Golden Rule Society and Teva Health and the Kindness Campaign and the Kindness Club and what he's doing and his vision to make the world and your community a better place. Welcome. How are you today, Mr. Kane?
Well, good afternoon for you, by golly, but here it's still a good morning in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, we're honored and happy to have you with us for the Hope Collection's Friday show. And what we're going to do is make sure that you are going to finish listening to the show with greater anticipation and better success in all that you do. We've been doing our work for the betterment of the world for over 50 years, and it's the Golden Rule Society charity. We're all non-paid volunteers, so the first thing you do is don't have to worry about putting up any money or buying something, because we're not selling. And with about what we've been doing to help them make it a better world for all these many, many years, is that the fact that I've been very honored to receive 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And that is really surprising to have it done, because we've been working hard for it. And in 2014, they said that I was number 2 in the world as a runner-up. That's very honorable. It started as a coal miner's kid back in Pennsylvania many, many years ago. But ladies and gentlemen, it's great to have you with us. So the first thing you do is get yourself a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, because we're going to be giving you wonderful opportunities to make it a better world for your success, as guaranteed. Well, I can only guarantee it if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, because the idea there simply is that if you follow the teachings of people who are most successful, guess what? You're going to be more successful in your life. And it's a wonderful Friday, getting closer to a magic organizational move that we're going to have for at the end of the month in May. We're going to have that great organizational meeting up in the state of New York, and we're going to be put on in shows for the wonderful children and the Boy Scouts and Mary Stanley. She is one of the leading organizations, because she took the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign, and what they did with her daughter, who introduced us this morning by singing along, And they're doing, she came home from school one day and said, Mom, why don't we, you're very great with the kindness campaign. Why don't we have in school a kindness club? Wow, a kindness club. Because it doesn't interfere with the teachers, what they are doing. And it just adds power to the children to make them more focused on what they're trying to do to learn and make it a better world for themselves and their families. It's just going crazy. Now, what we're looking for with Mary Stanley's good work, to have a kindness club in every school, in every city, in every state in the U.S. of A. And the nice part about it, we can go international with it, other countries. Why not? Because it works. Oh, and I've got a whole list of things for you. So what you do is take down the first item that we have for you. And it's very simple. You know how it goes. It's www.goldenrulesociety, and that's all one word, no spaces. And this is our website, of course, .org. So it's www.goldenrulesociety, no spaces, .org. We're a charity recognized here in California and great every state of the union. And just about every country in the world recognizes us as helping to make it a better world. And I'll tell you about the kindness campaign. Oh, that's been going great. And ladies, what it is, and gentlemen, what it is with the kindness campaign is very simple. What we say is, with love and hope and kindness in your mind, treat others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully, with dignity and respect. And what you're doing is following the good Lord's strongest words. And here he says, share the love that I give you with others. That is so simple, but is so powerful. And it just matters to be kind. And a little history. When I was graduated high school, ready to go, the next day into the U.S. Navy, going to boot camp. And as I was packing up to leave, my little bag of stuff, my mother stopped and said, Len, remember this, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. Those two words are in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. And I lived that for all of these years, just being kind with others. And you ought to try that yourself. The courtesies and kindness, they're all right there, available to you and for you. So, remember, I guess I gave you the Golden Rule Society's website, where all wonderful opportunities, educational, motivational, inspirational, character building for you and yours. And the nice part about it, what I've given you, you can share with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, or your charity, whoever. You can tell them, hey, why don't you go to this website and see all the wonderful things that they offer. So I'm going to give you the first one that you're really going to enjoy. It's going to be for people who love to travel, and it covers land, sea, and air. And one of the nice stories that I like to read about it is a friend of mine from Southern California, here, San Diego area. He had to go to New York City on business. When he and his wife were going to go, and they contacted the airline, and he says, okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay, they said, that's fine. Look at it. He said, that'll be round trip, $1,000. And these are just round numbers. And he says, well, I'm with the Golden Rule Society in their kindness campaign as a wise traveler. And I said, oh, just a second. Figured out, okay, now your cost is only going to be $500. Cut the cost of his round trip to New York with his wife in half. Now, this is not just a one-time thing. This is it when you get, just sign up It's free to sign up. And what you do is you can call anytime, wherever you want to go, on land, sea, or air, which means you can travel on ships, going on cruises. Same thing. You just call them, tell them that you're with the Golden Rule Society, and they're going to give you a discount. But I always remind people that don't try to travel on a New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or Easter today, because more people are traveling that week, those weekends anyway. And the travel agencies, what they're doing is if they want, they could put more people on the flight, in the chairs, seating, all that good stuff. They say, oh, yes, we can give you a discount, because they'd rather have somebody in the chair, in the seat, on the trip, because they still make some money on it, rather than have empty seats looking with nobody there. So they'd rather have more people on board. And that just makes sense, and I don't want to belabor the point, but that's what you have. And if you use it one time and you save, let's say, 50% of the money on travel, well, the next time you can, it's still available to you. This is not a one-shot that it goes bye-byes. No, it's there. You can travel whenever you want, however you want, by using the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. And the first one that's on the list of the gifts that I have for you, that's the leader. And what we have also for you is when you go to the website, you're going to see the list of the gifts that we have for you. And one of them is Hope for You. Now, this was founded by a wonderful friend of mine that I didn't meet him for many, many years, but he went to college at Mansfield University in Pennsylvania, kind of near my hometown, it was Scranton. But anyway, he was there going to college with my high school football coach. And many, many years later, I got to meet the founder of the Hope Collection. Sadly, he passed away from cancer a little over a year ago. We miss him. But he was a brilliant man. He was a doctorate, and he was working for three of our presidents directly. We're supporting the president. They'd say, okay, Brian, you can go do this and that and the other. And then by that time, a year, many years later, I got to meet the guy that went to school with my high school football coach, and we just hit it off. He was brilliant, very personable, always with a good laugh, and people just loved him. You know, we all did. We so miss him. And he's gone to, the Lord called him home. That's where we ought to want to be when the good Lord does call us home. So anyway, I've given you two of the great items on the site. But you've got to write those down, and don't forget, you got to log into the Golden Rule Society's website.
Yep.
Again, good afternoon, give it to you. And that's just going to be www.goldenrulesociety.org. All one word on the Golden Rule Society, no spaces. And you're going to be more successful in your life. All I have to do is follow the teachings of history's most successful people. And I think I heard Mr. Ron Clayton's voice. Ron, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am, and so is Linda. And good morning, top of the morning to you, sir. We are so excited. We just came from the Buffalo Naval Park, where you are going to be the keynote speaker at the Memorial Day service May 29th here in Buffalo. And we just met with the coordinator. Besides you coming and being the keynote speaker, we got a group of Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts coming from Minnesota that are going to sleep on the battleship USS Little Rock. And we met with the coordinator this morning and got all the details lined up, and what excitement. They're looking forward to greeting and meeting you. We were there, Lynn and I were just sitting between a PT boat, PT number 17, and next to a Sabre jet, Navy Sabre jet. And I don't know what the other one was, but it had twin engine, single tail, had a cannon on the front and two machine guns, jet fighters, pilot, co-pilot. And we were just so excited to be down there just now. And we walked and went by the memorial for the battle within for soldiers that have post-war syndrome that we are going to work to solve and provide service for. And Len, I'm going to run out of breath, but I can't help it. I just got to keep on going because they at the park are so looking forward to having you be there as their guest. You and Ian.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to that, Mr. Ron Clayton. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ron Clayton and I are partners. He with the Hope Collection. Wonderful opportunities for people there. There's just too many to mention on the show. And also, the nice part about it, that you can get there. And when you go to the Golden Rule Society website, you'll see that it's called Hope for You. The Hope Collection has been in business for many, many years, offering help to everybody. So that's available to you when you go to the website. Why not? Opportunities galore. Go for it. And I hear somebody, people in the back with a noise. Would you do something? Take your telephone. And on the phone, it says mute. And what that will do, that will make all the bad noises by dogs and radios and all that sort of stuff, so it doesn't affect the listeners who are trying to get more successful in life. So please do, on your radio and your telephone, just click mute. You'll be able to hear everything that's going on, but the children crying or the dogs and raising the noises, all that sort of stuff. So everybody, take a look at your radio and your telephone and press the little button that says mute. And you're still going to be on. You're listening to it. And you're just, and you want to say something, offer help, you can just push the button again. Tell us those good words, and you won't be crowded. Bothering people trying to listen to the show without
We're going to go back on mute because we're driving, but we sent you pictures, both to you and Mary, of parts of the Naval Park. So I'm going to go back on mute now.
Hey, Lynn, this is Country. I'll jump in right there if you don't mind. Hey, Linda. Hey, Ron. Lynn, I heard, they said don't believe everything you heard, but I heard it not through the grapevine, but I heard the little whisper in my spirit said that Lynn Kane was one of the original, I like that word, original Boy Scouts, which kind of reminds me, Lynn, one of my favorite people in that book they call the Bible, you know, the instruction manual, the biblical instruction Bible before leaving Earth, it kind of gives you some things in there. One of my favorite stories in the Bible, Lynn, was about a little dude. He's a Boy Scout. I think his name was David. Yeah, that's his name. He was anointed, Lynn, before he was appointed, Lynn. Let me say that one part while you're sitting down, Lynn, so this is just kind of marinating your spirit. You was anointed before you was appointed to go to war, before you was anointed to go to battles, to fight for our right, shout out before it even comes to Memorial Day, Lynn, because one of those days you didn't have to get up in the morning and say it's raining today, it's Tuesday, I don't feel like fighting today. It's something that's been embedded into you, Lynn. But see, the crazy part, Lynn, is when you gave and put your life on the line, I guess if I had flown, they said you've flown enough air miles to fly to the moon and back 5 to 7 times. If I ever got that high and that close to God, Lynn, I would never land my plane. I'd just go ahead and stay up there flying with the eagles. But, Lynn, in the process of doing that, sir, when you came home from war, you understood that the battle is not over until we win. But we haven't won because they forgot about our next generation, the boy childs and the girl childs. And that's another thing. They don't know that Boy Scouts mean include women, because when God said woman and man, man has no gender. We're equal in essence, which is different in functions. The Boy Scout got from Girl Scout. Matter of fact, one of the moms that's sending the Boy Scout to DC, to New York is a woman child. A soldier, a warrior woman child, a mom, a teacher, a lover, a person that knows how to show kindness. And why you guys have been fighting and setting up stuff and building monuments on that, I just wanted to know, we all in the war, we're all in the battle, but why y'all was battling up there in the north, I've been battling down here in the dirty, dirty south too. I forgot to tell you, my grandmama says sometimes the word is just so good that I just couldn't keep it to myself, so I shared what was going on with some of my warrior friend Dan Vargas and Dr. Brooks, who's an elder minister, and one of my girlfriends that used to jump out of planes at 0400 and perform surgeries. We got a lot. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Special Forces, the Green Berets, we calling them all out. Why? Because they're part of our family. Yeah. We call first responders part of our family. Shout out, Joel Griffin. That was the vision. First responders. Did y'all hear that word? First responders. That's you, Lynn Kane. First responders. That's you, our medical nurses. Yeah. That's you, veterans that came home and they forgot about you. We didn't forget about you. They just put you on some meds. We're getting ready to get you off the meds. Well, look, I said all that to say, why y'all been praying and setting up monuments? I told some of my elder prayer warriors down here in the dirty, dirty south, and we put the word out on you guys to over 1,000 churches to go to prayer, to go to prayer warrior for you. Yeah, we got interceders. Ron Clayton prayed up this thing I already mentioned about 4 or 5 years ago. And then all of a sudden, God says every single thing has a time and a purpose. Lynn Kane, shout out, sir. Ron Clayton, I like that word, new. He's our new president. Yeah, I like new president. And Linda, they said behind every good man, Ron Clayton will be the first person to tell you he married up. So wherever you go with him. I guarantee you, walk some time in front of him, don't you, girlfriend? Shout out, Linda, who put all them hours down for the government to make sure that when somebody like me come up with a creative idea, had to get patented, but it couldn't get patented unless it came across your desk. They don't want you to go, but we shouted out for your birthday. We shouted out for your retirement. Oh, I got a little secret for you. God ain't done with you yet. It gets better, better, better. Last one. Joel told me, Lynn, when we start talking on the radio, he told me, country boy, it's okay. Well, I said, what, Joel? He says, it's okay for you to call everybody super friends. Yeah, super friends. Joel allowed us to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, west, coast, Lynn Kane, Brooklyn, New York. Ain't that up north? Minnesota. Man, he had to show me where Minnesota was on the globe. That's up north. And you got country boy down here in the dirty south. We taking the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the West, and we allow every single person to come in and love their very, very best. Oh, I forgot to tell you, anything less than that is absolutely unacceptable. Here's the last one, Mary, and I'll turn it back over to you. And Lynn, we've been practicing what we preach. Lynn says we call it kindness. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Did you know you don't even have to graduate from Harvard or Yale? It doesn't matter whether you just got out of jail. You can treat somebody with kindness. And then when he said he partnered up with Ron Clayton and the Hope, Yeah, the Hope Collection. The collection of all kinds of things that minister with you. We call it Hope for You. But they run a very spiritual screening. In fact, the country boy down in the South, he calls it a blessing to be a blessing. The Hope Foundation says we help people. Did y'all hear that? We help people so that they can help other people. I say it's a blessing to be a blessing. You can call it whatever you want to call it. It's a blessing to be a blessing. And the last one says Shakespeare put it in a riddle, and country boy's going to give it back to you today. To be or not to be. That is the question. Oh, is that the answer to the question? Here's the one that I want to give you. We want you to keep practicing, Lynn. Practicing, Lynn. Practicing means you get better, better, better at whatever it is that you do. Do unto others, Lynn. Before they do unto you. And when you give love, hope, kindness, Lynn, away, eventually it will come right back to you, so you walking, living, breathing testimony that it still lives, and it ain't over until we win. And if you want to make the world a better place, the world starts with you and me. Last one, we're Amen. Calling out every man, every woman, every boy and girl coming together to help make for a better world. Back to you, Lynn.
God bless you, Mr. Brad Dorsey. His nickname, ladies and gentlemen, is Country Boy. He is one of the senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society. And this should be no surprise, Mr. Ron Clayton, who is in charge of the Hope Collection, is also a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. And we've got a total of 24 senior advisors, people from different calls of life. And there they are, helping out, and this is why we're getting the recognized for the opportunities that we offer to everybody on this earth. And this is what we're sharing with you. And you can share this with the family, friends, neighbors, church, charity, whoever you want to, because we're not selling anything. And Mr. Brad Dorsey, he is something special. He's a very successful man in business. He's got a family that is just very successful as well because they follow their daddy, Mr. Brad Dorsey, or he likes to be called Country Boy. And he just does wonderful work helping others. And that's why we're here, to serve. As I said again, the good Lord says, share the love that I give you with others, and it's going to keep doing that. So, Mr. Brad Dorsey, thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your courtesies as you do for others. Ladies and gentlemen, you might as well come on board because this is a partnership in the Golden Rule Society. Membership, I should say, really, is free. There is no cost to come on board, and you can take advantage of all of the blessings, because what we encourage you to do is then share the blessings with your family, friends, neighbors, church, charity, on and it goes. And that's what we're doing, making it a better world through the kindness campaign. And kindness campaign. Yes, ma'am.
Speaking of the Golden Rule, you have an anniversary coming up with the Golden Rule Society, and I remember this because it's the same day my daughter has her birthday.
Isn't that
How
something?
Long has the Golden Rule been around?
Well, it's a little over a half of a century. That's a little over 50 years and on. Mary's daughter, Curtis, is a sweet little lady. She's the one that created or at least recommended the kindness clubs. But anyway, her birthday is on the birthday of the Golden Rule Society, which is the end day in May, and in June, I should say, and that will be 51 years of working on the earth here, trying to make it a better world for everybody involved. So we're going to be celebrating birthday, and we're going to be celebrating the Golden Rule Society's 51st anniversary of helping others. God bless you all for listening, because we've got more to go. And if you want to take a time out with your other telephone, call your friends and tell them, hey, listen up. Here's the number. Call them. Listen. And take advantage of all that is available to you to be more successful in your life, which is a logical thing. Okay, now I'm going to go one more to add to you on the list of the gifts for you. It's called Business for You. Now, what does that mean? It means educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building guidance for the world's most successful people. And what is it going to cost you? Nothing but the time and the effort to just take the words that are going to be given to you to make you more successful and just implement them. Mm-hmm. As my mother said when I was leaving for the Navy, be kind. And because of that, I was very, very pleased with all the things that happened to me in the Navy. I was nominated for two-star admiral, all that good stuff. And the life was wonderful. Flying airplanes, fighter airplanes, here, there, and everywhere. Oh, wow. And I say to myself, don't get me started, because I'll be telling them about just flying airplanes and how wonderful it was. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've got the third gift. It's called Success for You. And when you go to the website, www.goldenrulesociety.org, you'll see it listed. And you click on it, and it's yours. Yours to use and implement and share. Beautiful, beautiful words from wonderful people. And they're yours to use in any way, shape, or form. And I'd like to take a minute to have a sip of my coffee and call on Mr. Ron Clayton, my partner and senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. Ron, if you're still there, hey, give us lay on some good words and tell us what's happening here, there, and everywhere.
Well, Len, I'm here, and Mary, I'm here. Linda and I were just down at the Buffalo Naval Park, and we made the final arrangements for the Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts of Medford, Minnesota, that are coming to Buffalo on Friday the 26th, and we are going to have them. We are going to have a sleepover, and with the scoutmaster and the parents and the other scout leaders, and they're going to be, the kids are going to be on board the ship. Not only are they going to sleep on the ship, I found out they literally are going to have a, I don't know what you call it. It's like it's a cabin inside. They're real small, and but they're really cool. She told us, Joan told us a lot of stuff about the trip and the tour that they're going to get on the ship. We found out some more stuff today. Of course, there's a gift shop and a program. There's a merry-go-round, a Herschel Big Carous merry-go-round. There's the park. What else was I thinking? We're going to share. What's there? Oh, the Fisher-Price Children's Kids Museum is right across the street. Now, there's also a Miss Buffalo riverboat, big riverboat, that'll take families if you want to do, you know, you can go on a tour of the Niagara River. We're right on the Lake Erie and Niagara River, the open river, and you go on a tour for several hours. That's out there. I know the scouts are planning on doing some planning, and Mark Donnelly is planning on the Boy Scouts to put the flags up around the Naval Park for the Memorial Day. So, anyways, hi, Mary. We haven't talked since this morning. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Oh, that's right. It's my job to talk, isn't it?
So, well, Linda sent you some pictures. We've got pictures of the ships, pictures of the airplane. Linda's going to send more, but she sent some over to you already, so you get a picture. And I'm just telling you, they're looking forward to us guys coming. So I'll give you the details after the call today, Mary. And so we'll keep working on that.
Well, sounds great.
I'll tell you what. On Saturday morning, when we come to the Naval Park, we're actually going to go to the museum first. And then we can, if you feel like going on the ships, you can go across the USS Sullivan's and the Little Rock. I don't even go down in the Croaker, but they do have people that go down in the U. It's a World War II sub. They're real tiny. I mean, it's about, I don't know, about 200 foot long, but that's tiny. But you can go and view it and go on deck. And so we'll do that. We'll tour the, there's a PT-17, a PT-17 boat from World War II, like the BT-109. That's here, and they've restored it now. There's a Sabre jet, Navy Sabre jet, Len.
Wow, outstanding, isn't it? Wonderful, wonderful.
That's on a pedestal, and next to it is a, it's a jet. It's Air Force, I'm sorry. But it's a captain, you know, pilot, co-pilot. It has three-wheel landing, single tail wing, single. It's got canopy, double canopy, like I said, long, twin engine. And I don't know which plane it is. But you'll see, we sent you the pictures, so you can be able to identify it before you come. But we're going to have, you know, we're going to tour that. And Mark Donnelly, the fellow that's put this whole celebration together, he's right now in Niagara Falls working out our tour, because after we go on the ship in the morning at breakfast and go on the ship, then we're going to go on that tour in Niagara Falls, and he's got some surprises on lining up for us. So we'll talk to you a little later about that, Len. But everything is just coming. The day, is that's going to be fabulous. Then that's Saturday. And then Sunday, Saturday night, we're having a reception for you at the Russell Steakhouse, where the Heroes Memorial Park is. You're going to love that. That's where you're staying. And a fabulous hotel resort. And we have this banquet put together for you. And then we will Sunday morning get up, have breakfast, and then we'll go to church. And you are going to be part of the service. I mean, you'll help lead our memorial service on Sunday morning. And then we're going to have a picnic afterwards, and then the next day is the actual memorial, Monday. Monday morning is when you are on stage, sir. You are a featured speaker. You're going to be an opera singer. The memorial quartet is going to be there providing music. Boy Scouts are going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. This is really going to be cool, guys.
And we're all looking forward to it, Mr. Ron Clayton. You've done a marvelous job getting it all together so that we can have a wonderful Memorial Day honoring all those who served, fought, and even died for our freedoms. God bless them all. And that's what we're here, to serve one another with kindness. God bless you, Ron. You keep up your great work, because it's everything that matters. And
yep.
Like I say, we've got 24 wonderful people. And by the way, Mrs. Mary is one of our senior advisors as well. And she's the ones that are putting together the kindness clubs, which I mentioned earlier. Going to be in every classroom, in every school, in every city, in every state in the union, and also expanding to the world. There's no limit to it, because it's kindness and goodness and the freedom to do what's best for everybody else. And we certainly do need it, if you've just been watching the news, for crying out loud. So those are just a bunch of the things that are going on, and I have three more that I would like to tell you about, but I'm not going to rush into it, because I want to have another sip of coffee. And we have Mr. Brad Dorsey and his lovely wife, Yvette, do-gooders, wonderful people, just delightful. Just be around them there and just enjoy the effervescence of their personalities and what they're doing to help make it a better world. We need more people like that in the world. So take good care. And Mary, if you will have some words, go on out a little bit. I'll turn it over to you, and if not, Mr. Ron Clayton can tell us more about what's going on, because it's going to be a wonderful experience for my wife, Ann, and myself to go all the way from San Diego to Buffalo to enjoy what is going on, people who have fighting for our country, our safety, and our kindness. Wow, I get rather enthused and a little shaky sometimes when I say the prayers and just count the blessings. So, Mary, if you have some words, pop in, because I'm ready to go again. That to you or Ron, your choice, jump on board. Let us know what else is going on. God bless. Over to you.
So, thank you, Len. On all our websites, all our social media platforms, and on the radio show, there's a link, givebutter.com/MedfordPack350.com, and we're asking for everyone to donate what you can donate. $5, $10, whatever you can do to help raise the money to get these kids from point A to point B. All your donations go for, and we've been blessed with this, is transportation to get from Minnesota to Buffalo, housing, the motel we'll be staying at, food, and some of the transportation while we're out there. All the activities we get to do while we're out there are been donated and covered for us.
A wonderful opportunity for a big, nice group of just Boy Scouts. God bless them. And they're going to be even better as time goes on.
You know, and it's an honor for us, too, because, you know, Len, you were one of a Boy Scout as a child. And we were going through the timeline a little bit. Didn't you, when you were a Boy Scout, it was one of the first sets of Boy Scouts when they first came to this country. So our kids here get to meet a legend, not just in the military, but also a legend with the Boy Scouts.
Wonderful experiences. And we encourage every young man to get into the Boy Scouts. It will help them be more successful.
And they've also opened it up for girls. And the only reason they did this was because the Boy Scouts is a family event. It's not just the kids. So a lot of our campouts, a lot of our activities, like Buffalo Activity, is a family event. So the whole family gets to go. And they were having some complaints from some of the girls because their brothers were doing the same thing they were doing, but they weren't getting the badges for it. And so they decided to open it up and let it be both boys and girls. And be a whole big family event. Reunite the family together.
Mary and Ron and Lynn, it's going to be a wonderful celebration for Memorial Day. And I just thank you all for what you're doing. I know it takes a lot of work to put something like this together. And we just thank you for all of your efforts on this. And having the Boy Scouts there is going to be an additional wonderful event.
Well, it's going to be wonderful because you're coming too, Bob.
Yeah, the Mighty Oak's going to be there. Mighty Oak's going to be there. And with my wife and my friend Larry, and I think his son's coming too. So we're going to have a good time.
All right, we can talk some more about that. I do have a hotel that the Scouts are going to stay at, Bob, and through our travel connections, we're getting and then talking to Kurt Arlinghouse, has worked with the hotel, and I'm waiting for the manager to call me, but they're giving a special rate for staying there.
Good,
so we got
good.
A good place to make it available.
Special
so
rates
I will
are good.
Talk later. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds great, Ronnie. Thank you. I was going to call
board.
You today.
Okay. You can.
Yeah. We'll talk some
Thanks,
more
everybody.
About that.
All right.
You know, okay.
Well, we're just so excited because things are and they're happening at breakneck speed, and I'm just we got getting the everything having being able to come down to the park on Saturday morning. Len, after you and Ann come in on Friday night, you're going to have a wonderful night stay at the Russell's Steakhouse and More Hotel. And right in front of the hotel, you go 100 feet, and you're going to be able to go through the Heroes Park. And there's a depiction of the Battle of the Bulge. There's a Tomb of the Unknown Soldier monument. There's a replica of the 9/11, the World Trade Center, and the first responders combing through the heaps, and then there's other things there, the memorial, and that's right in front of those restaurants. And so you can walk out the door, and it's a nice and it's a somber place, but it's beautiful. And then of course the restaurant will have Saturday night dinner for everybody's invited. That is a 5-star restaurant. And I would love to be a host to everybody, but I can host you, but I can't pay your bill. So, you guys, everybody's welcome to come and be there Saturday night. It is a tie. You don't have to wear a suit coat, but it's a fancy restaurant. And so, and Saturday night is, you know, special night. But Russ Salvatore himself, and he's world famous, too. And he's going to greet us at our table. So it'll be really great. I can't wait to get Len and Russ Salvatore together because they're two of a kind. And he's an American hero. And he was a cook in the Army, I believe, during the war. He was not a pilot, but he kept you in the plane, Len.
We need more people like that. And by the way, Ron, I've got a few more gifts to give to the good people who are listening and sharing.
Okay. Well,
and this is one of the items on the list, ladies and gentlemen. And I told you again, and you can share it with your friends, www.goldenrulesociety.org. Now, again, when you get there, one of the items that you're going to be looking for is labeled Intiva Health. And yesterday I listened to a presentation by the president of the Intiva Health, and he was discharged from the Marine Corps because of injuries in combat, so they had to medically discharge him. He was down in Texas going to school, going into college, but the technology that he had in his mind and all that, just grasping all that good stuff. So what he did while he was going to school, he phoned this organization called Intiva Health. And it's sort of an acronym standing for information, technology, news, and that sort of stuff. But the point is, 2 years ago, and I'm a part of that organization, and he is one of our senior advisors. Wonderful man. Just terrific. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make with him is he put the organization today together, and I was starting to say 2 years ago, he and the organization, we were selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. And the nice part about it, when you get there, you can go on the site. You can maybe you're having a problem with your site, this and that and the other. You can talk to somebody who might be a scientist, maybe a doctor, maybe a nurse, whoever, as part of the program, that their membership there, and you can get some good advice. Once a sample was, one guy said, I was having this problem, and the doctor said, he said, hey, Mr. Jones, I don't know exactly what you're doing, but take these pills and see how it happens. Well, it wasn't working with the darn. So they went to the Intiva Health. Now, I'm talking to one of the doctors there, or scientists, whoever they get put on, I chat with people. And I said, hey, what you have is distinctive, and don't take that ABC pill. Take the XYZ pills, which he went into, and he's singing the wonderful appreciation for getting his health back. Now, that is incredible. That there's no charge for that, and it's available for everybody and anybody. So take advantage of that. And I'm going to go one more, and this is somebody that is, it's distinctive, it's unique, but it isn't in every store or around the country, but in many of them they are, and they call what they said, it's the prescription discounts, obviously for the places where the doctor gives you your prescription, and you go there and the doctor or the pharmacist says, well, yeah, that'll be $500 for these things. And they said, well, I thought that you're a member of the prescription discount program. Oh, yeah, we have that. And thank you for asking. And again, a guy got a discount. And it varies. I have no control over that, what the discount is. But it's available to you. And all you have to do is ask and just tell them you're familiar with it because of the Golden Rule Society charity. And one final thing that I want to mention. I don't really just want anybody to miss out on this because they're, now, these that I'm giving you now, these are gifts. And anyway, we all send emails to one another, and most everybody does. And here's what we can do. In this case, it's just a very reasonable cost for you to send a video email. And what it is, simply, you get a little camera, you put it on the screen of your computer, and you click the button and you say, hello, Mom and Dad, hello, Joe and Mary and whoever you're talking to. They see you. They see your smile. They see your expression. And rather than having to read a piece of paper that they might be bound to find boring. But here, I do it with the Golden Rule Society charity. Send them all the time. And I usually keep it down to a minute or mostly... Most is 2 minutes. I've got one to get it in there, just short and sweet and positive. So that's at the last, and it's available to you. Very reasonable. But it's better than doing just sending out or making phone calls or what have you. This is what people can actually see and feel with your sensations and your kindness and your courtesy. So that is called your video emails. And just give it a shot. If you don't like it, you just say, I don't need it. But most people that get in there, they say, wow, this is terrific, talking to people on the other side of the world and with the video. Wow. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Ron Clayton, and he's going to put the finger on the machine so that you can just say, what a wonderful Friday this has been, listening to all the wonderful opportunities to be more successful and save money and time and be closer to family and friends. God bless you now and always. And Mr. Ron Clayton, my partner and senior advisor, take it over, Ron, and God bless. Have a wonderful weekend, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the Buffalo area. God bless.
Well,
bye for now.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. Mary, did you have anything else that you'd like to add to? I know you didn't have a chance, but maybe you got to talk before I get on. But did you have some more things to share?
Just wanted to thank everybody for their support. You know, we've reached almost halfway to our goal. So
great.
We appreciate all the help everyone's been doing and asking for whatever help anyone can do. Because, you know, all the pieces are falling into place.
Super duper. Okie doke. Well, let's stay in touch, everybody, and keep me posted on the information you either need or want to have about, of course, the Memorial Weekend and the other aspects of what the Hope of the Golden Rule Society can do for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
You, Mary.
And so long for all and to all. God bless.
Yeah, it's obvious